Well, Pat Mayor Rotten Bishop is joining us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Very good, Bob. How are you today?
Well, I got the sunshine on my shoulder right now. Speaking of...
Yeah, it's a nice day after how wet this weekend was.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So tell me, did Waupun get hit with any of that recent flooding? I know it's been a problem in the past, but...
It has been. We dodged that bullet the last two weekends with the big flooding in southeast Wisconsin. We got a lot of rain in Waupun, but we had been dry about a week and a half before the rain, so the ground was able to absorb it. And when the river got really high, the rain stopped, and it would take a break for a few hours before it started again. And that intermediate rain kept the city from flooding, which was really nice. Unlike a year ago when when we were very saturated going into that June weekend, and then we got like 6 inches of rain in one afternoon in the evening, and that's just a lot of water falling from the sky. So luckily that didn't happen this time.
Now, there was a study done about flooding. Is that done? Were any conclusions reached? Or?
So there's a study. Part one is done. So there's two spots that we're looking at to try to relieve flooding concerns for residents. One is on the west side of Waupun on Edgewood Drive. The other is on the southwest side of Waupun by Hazel Lane there, by Wren's Way. And what's going on basically in both situations is a lot of the land outside of the city is all being tiled to help water run off quicker from fields. And what's happening is the water is flowing into the city of Waupun faster than the city can handle all of that water when we get these big rain events. And so what we're trying to do is be proactive with swales or berms or ponds to try to help catch the water and hold on to it for several hours to allow both the Harris Creek and the Rock River to crest and start to come down before the other water flows into it, because that's part of the flooding problem. Another thing that happened is just south of the city, a big rock quarry was purchased and filled in. So that's another location where water used to get stored that doesn't anymore. And the water's got to go somewhere, and you do a little bit here and a little bit there, and you've got a lot of water. So that's what the studies are for. There's ideas, there's no conclusions, and no decisions have been made. We presented the first half of a study, which was Edgewood Drive, and I thought it was a very good conversation at the Board of Public Works. And then the second half of the study will be for the southwest part of the city, and we'll see what some of the conclusions are in that study and what we can do going forward. What I can say is none of this is cheap. So it's a burden that the city is looking at taking on because we want to help the residents who live here. And it's not the city's fault that these floods are happening. A couple of things have happened is the weather patterns seem to have changed. We get more of these very heavy rain events. And the other thing, like I said, is all of the tiling out in the country. And one of the things I think we're going to do is talk with our state legislators, like cities like Waupun and Ripon. You know, we have these stormwater pond mandates and rules to deal with water. We kind of need some of that now in the countryside. If everyone's going to be tallying their fields, which I think is fine, then in the country, they're going to have to start building ponds to help hold the water to relieve the city from flooding out. Understand that we're downhill and the river goes through the city, so the water is going to come this way. We just need help holding the water back because it's not good to be flooding people out, and we don't want to do that. So I don't have all of the answers, and I'm not an engineer, but I do have to thank the city council. It was a $22,000 expenditure to do this study, and I don't like spending money on studies. You can ask around. I get crabby about them, but I wanted to have some answers, and I wanted to get an idea of what we can do for residents in the city. And the council had a lengthy discussion on it. It ended up passing unanimously, but there was some hesitation, and they made good arguments like this isn't the city's fault. It's a private matter. People need to figure it out. Which is all true, but Waupun's one of those nice cities and we're a community where we try to help each other out. So if there's something the city can do to help divert some of the water to help a neighborhood, I'm all for it as long as we can somehow afford it. And everything comes down to money, Bob, and it's budget season. And I had a two-hour meeting yesterday morning at City Hall, and I leave some of the budget meetings with really bad headaches because it's that time of the year. I've got everyone's wish list, but there's only so much money, and you've got to prioritize and choose what you want to do, and there's inevitably hurt feelings when you say no to something or question something, and that's the hardest part of the job. But I think our department heads do a good job, and their requests aren't way out of line. Just, I'm responsible to the taxpayer for their money and spending it wisely, and I take that role very seriously. And the people of Waupun are really great and supportive with it, though. For example, lots of people come up to me and say, we don't mind if you have to raise your taxes or something. Just don't waste the money. And I take that responsibility very seriously, because I try to make sure every dime is accounted for, and that Waupun has the resources and the services that the people expect. So I'm talking too much, I know, Bob, but that's what we've been working on with flooding here in Waupun.
That's all right. We gave you the podium there. So can you give
us... Speaking of the rain, Bob, last Saturday, I drove over to Ripon for the Abraham Lincoln impersonator at the Little White Schoolhouse, and I caught up with my old friend, Senator Luther Olson. But the Ripon Chamber did a really nice job putting that event together, and it was nice of Culver's to sponsor it. But as I drove home, that giant shelf cloud, it stayed on my trunk all the way from Ripon to Waupun. It was just foul, because I was actually going to stick around Ripon and maybe go out for a beverage or two, but the sky was so black, I thought I better get back to Waupun. It was It was a pretty good thunderstorm, and I barely made it home in time.
Wow. Can you give us an update on the business park and what's going on there?
Yeah, we're running out of room, which is a good problem to have. About sometime next year, the new Eagle Flexible Packaging Building should be completed and up and running. That's another 60 jobs coming to Waupun. That was just an empty field out there that will now join the tax rolls and be a productive member of society. Across the street from the business park, at the end of Bayberry Lanes, the Culver Flats apartment complex is well underway. They've broken ground. The buildings are starting to go up. There's going to be, I think it's 59 or 58 total apartment units. They're studio, 2- and 3-bedroom apartments, and they're all market rate, private enterprise apartments, which is good because Waupun has a housing shortage, like everyone in the area seems to have. And in the city, we also purchased land on Libby Street across from the old Silgan building. Our goal there is to bring over some of that condo-style townhouses that are single-level housing so that seniors and older people can downsize and move to a single-level place, opening up houses for people with kids and young families. And then next year, you should start to see the work on Shaler Drive. I keep talking about it because it's been one of those campaign promises from when I first ran almost 4 years ago. And I knew it wasn't going to happen overnight, but we're finally to the point where next year you'll start to see dirt moving and the street will start to go in, which will be really nice. It'll take you from the brand new Quick Trip up to the truck stop, kind of like at the frontage road. It's called Shaler Drive. It runs along Highway 151. It'll go past the school and the sports complex and everything, and I think it's going to be a well-traveled road, and the people who live out in the Robin Road subdivision area will really like it for access to on and off 151 and the west side of Waupun. So there's a lot going on in Waupun that's good. And, so it's a busy city.
No doubt. That's why we wanted to talk to you, Mr. Mayor. But thank you very much for filling us in today. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm always happy to come on with you and talk about the happenings in Waupun in my second favorite city in Pontiac County, which would be Ripon.
Okay. Got to go with the home folks, though, right?
Oh, you know, but yeah, like I said, I was just there last Saturday, and Ripon's a very nice little city. I tease a little bit, but I went to one of the After 5 chamber events about a month ago at Pastimes and had some great conversations with some people over in Ripon, and Ripon's a busy little city with a pretty downtown, and we're doing a lot of the same stuff here that you're doing there, so it was good conversation with some of the Ripon folks, and I'm really glad I went to it.
Ripon Mayor Ron Bishop, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Mr. Mayor. That is Ron Bishop joining us this morning here on The Morning Wake.